Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Wednesday, October 2, 2024 is Tichborne Case. The Tichborne Case was a legal cause celebre that fascinated Victorian Britain in the 1860s and 1870s. It concerned the claims by a man sometimes referred to as Thomas Castro or as Arthur Ordon, but usually termed the claimant, to be the missing heir to the Tichborne baronetcy. He failed to convince the courts, was convicted of perjury and served a 14-year prison sentence. Roger Tichborne, heir to the family's title and fortunes, was presumed to have died in a shipwreck in 1854 at age 25. His mother clung to a belief that he might have survived, and after hearing rumors that he had made his way to Australia, she advertised extensively in Australian newspapers, offering a reward for information. In 1866, a Wagga Wagga butcher known as Thomas Castro came forward claiming to be Roger Tichborne. Although his manners and bearing were unrefined, he gathered support and traveled to England. He was instantly accepted by Lady Tichborne as her son, although other family members were dismissive and sought to expose him as an impostor. During protracted inquiries before the case went to court in 1871, details emerged suggesting that the claimant might be Arthur Ordon, a butcher's son from Wapping in London, who had gone to sea as a boy and had last been heard of in Australia. After a civil court had rejected the claimant's case, he was charged with perjury. While awaiting trial, he campaigned throughout the country to gain popular support. In 1874, a criminal court jury decided that he was not Roger Tichborne and declared him to be Arthur Ordon. Before passing a sentence of 14 years, the judge condemned the behavior of the claimant's counsel, Edward Kenealy, who was subsequently disbarred because of his conduct. After the trial, Kenealy instigated a popular radical reform movement, the Magna Carta Association, which championed the claimant's cause for some years. Kenealy was elected to Parliament in 1875 as a radical independent but was not an effective parliamentarian. The movement was in decline when the claimant was released in 1884, and he had no dealings with it. In 1895, he confessed to being Ordon, only to recant almost immediately. He lived generally in poverty for the rest of his life and was destitute at the time of his death in 1898. Although most commentators have accepted the court's view that the claimant was Ordon, some analysts believe that an element of doubt remains as to his true identity and that, conceivably, he was Roger Tichborne. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:38 UTC on Wednesday, October 2, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Tichborne Case. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Kendra.